Good afternoon, everybody. I'm going to call a meeting to order for the Special Business Committee meeting regarding the judiciary. And if DeHasi, if you would like to do the opening for us.
Sure. Taunaga jokwa, asurhun siyose, jinate ohundu gana hela dunksla. Aguegos kaji adwahwe nunyan guat nigula daitinawe ladu ne nyunkinuha ohunjage, chi sego inaliwan diero hari datun yunduhak yung guat nigul. Aguegos kaji adwahwe nunyan guat nigula daitinawe ladu ne ohnegano sogu, chi sego inaliwan diero hari datun yunduhak yung guat nigul. Aguegos kaji adwahwe nunyan guat nigula daitinawe ladu ne onegli suha, chi sego inaliwan diero hari datun yunduhak yung guat nigul. Aguegos kaji adwahwe nunyan guat nigula daitinawe ladu Nain oyunkwa u, ji sego in aliwan diero hari datu yanduha king guatnigul. Aguegos kaji adwahwe nunyan guatnigula daitinawe ladu, nain onunkwa togu, ji sego in aliwan diero hari datu yanduha king guatnigul. Aguegos kaji adwahwe nunyan guatnigula daitinawe ladu, nain galunda suha, ji sego in aliwan diero hari datu yanduha king guatnigul. Aguegos kaji adwahwe nunyan guatnigula daitinawe ladu, nain asanate gudahan daily, ji sego in aliwan diero hari datu yanduha king guatnigul. Aguegos kaji adwahwe nunyan guatnigula daitinawe ladu, nain gundilia suha, ji sego in aliwan diero hari datu yanduha king guatnigul. Aguegos kaji adwahwe nunyan guatnigula daitinawe ladu, nain gunjokwa, ji sego in aliwan diero hari datu yanduha king guatnigul. Aguegos kaji adwahwe nunyan guatnigula daitinawe ladu, nain ojita suha, ji sego in aliwan diero hari datu yanduha king guatnigul. Aguegos kaji adwahwe nunyan guatnigula daitinawe ladu, nain oela suha, ji sego in aliwan diero hari datu yanduha king guatnigul. Aguegos kaji adwahwe nunyan guatnigula daitinawe ladu, nain ladissa gayondese, ji sego in aliwan diero hari datu yanduha king guatnigul. Aguegos kaji adwahwe nunyan guatnigula daitinawe ladu, nain yoji stokwalu, ji sego in aliwan diero hari datu yanduha king guatnigul. Aguegos kaji adwahwe nunyan guatnigula daitinawe ladu, nain yodahalo tsunkwa jiha, ji sego in aliwan diero hari datu yanduha king guatnigul. Aguegos kaji adwahwe nunyan guatnigula daitinawe ladu, nain yunki sota hwe nirule, ji sego yunkinigula dari datu yanduha king guatnigul. Aguegos kaji adwahwe nunyan guatnigula daitinawe ladu, nain skanadalio, ji sego in aliwan diero hari datu yanduha king guatnigul. Aguegos kaji adwahwe nunyan guatnigula daitinawe ladu, nain gaye nyungwerege, ji sego in aliwan diero hari datu yanduha king guatnigul. Aguegos kaji adwahwe nunyan guatnigula daitinawe ladu, nain sunkwai disu, ji sego in aliwan diero hari datu yanduha king guatnigul. Danis.
Yeah, I'll go DeHasi. This afternoon we have an agenda to consider the approval of adjustments to the judiciary transition timeline. It's my understanding that is the only agenda topic for this meeting this afternoon, and so I'm going to ask that there be a motion to that effect. And I do want to mention that Fawn Billy is in our EEO training this afternoon, so she's not available. Brandon's out of town as well. That's right, on travel.
Madam Chair?
Yes,
motion
Lisa.
Motion to adopt the agenda as presented.
There's a motion by Lisa to adopt the agenda as presented.
Support
by Trish. Questions or comments on the agenda? Hearing none, all those in favor of the agenda, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? Motion carries. The first item is to consider a series of amendments to previous actions of the business committee regarding some timelines. And does everybody have a copy of the packet that's been submitted? There are copies in the back of the room, but I need to apologize because the font is so tiny. It's very, I can't read it. And so, fortunately, we're trying to save paper, but because we're trying to save paper, now we can't read the document. So hopefully going forward, we won't put two pages on one page. So whoever needs a copy of the packet, they are in the back of the room where you sign in. So with that, there is the first item in the packet is regarding the chief judge's request for a judiciary time frame. And this was redated for 10/28. And then there is a letter from the vice chairwoman of October 16th. Citing that the judges had requested an action to adjust the transition timeline for cases to be heard beginning January 5th, 2015. It also requests that the judiciary transition team to provide closeout report to GTC during the January 5th annual meeting, including an introduction of all the new judges at the January 5th GTC meeting. And I know in the past it's been customary that judges don't usually attend General Tribal Council meetings in case there is a challenge regarding any action taken on the floor. And the next item asks for a judiciary communications sub-team to work with the new judges to communicate the timeline adjustment to the tribal members. When this consideration is made, I am formally asking right now that I be included in that sub-team for communication. There is a standing memorandum of agreement between the judiciary and the business committee. And in that memorandum of agreement, it does state specifically that communication will be between the chair of the business committee and the chief judicial officer, which at this time is held by Winifred Thomas. My preference going forward is that we communicate from one party to the other, utilizing myself, Winifred, and the new sworn-in Chief Judicial Appellate Judge and Chief Judicial Trial Judge. I'm asking that there be a consideration that we honor the MOA and that we also honor the fact that we have new supervisory authorities at the new judiciary as we go into any other communication meetings or decisions going forward from today on. Unfortunately, there's been a gap which has not allowed for a good flow of communication, and that continues to be a concern of mine. And I did notice my peers on the 21st of October. I did put something in writing to that effect. So that's my synopsis of that item. Following the memo from Vice Chairwoman on October 16th, there is a memo in a packet dated the day after, October 17th, in which Gerald Hill and Denise Beans, the new chief appellate judge and trial judge, asking for timeline adjustments from hearing cases November 1st of 2014 to be moved to January 5th of 2015. That was submitted the day after the letter from Vice Chairwoman Danforth. There's also a letter in there from Gerald Hill to the Oneida Tribal Judges. I first seen this on October 21st, and I don't know when this communication transpired between Mr. Hill and the tribal judges. It's a greeting and an update with no date. So I don't know when this communication occurred. I will trust that everybody has been shared this information, and it just would be good for the sake of relevance that we knew when this communication went out. I did receive it on October 21st. Following that is a series of statement of effects regarding different request to change the dates. The first statement of effect is requesting to amend a General Tribal Council resolution of January 7th, 2013, Resolution B. So it's 1713B. This statement is asking that there be a change in the requirement for cases to be heard by the new judiciary from November 1st of this year to January 5th of 2015. My only question regarding this statement of fact is that GTC adopted this, and when they adopted it, it was very specific in the resolves, and the specific language in the resolve is that the business committee is authorized to make modifications and additions to the above transition plan as deemed necessary to implement the judiciary. But it also says in accordance with the proposed timelines. So that reads that changes could be made to meet the timelines as designated by General Tribal Council. I read this as this is not authority to change a GTC resolution, that this was our directive, that this states that November 1st is the expected date for the new judiciary to start accepting cases. So I think there's a difference of opinion regarding the statement of fact from law office. There's a difference of opinion based on what is in the body of that SOE and from what I'm reading. And this is, I think, why it's very imperative that there be a discussion and a communication between the two bodies, the body of the business committee and the body of the judiciary, both the old and new judges, or the current judges and the newly appointed judges. I think it's important going forward because we are following the directive of General Tribal Council. And the other thing that is being asked of for us to provide is a budget. And I've been asked questions around budget for the judiciary. And the second to the last resolve states that beginning with fiscal year 2014 budget, the expenses associated with the implementation and maintenance of the judiciary shall be included in the tribe's annual budget. So we just concluded 2014's budget as of September 30th. We are now actively in 2015 budget under a continuing resolution. So I wanted to be clear and that there needs to be a conversation that there is money allocated for training the new judges, for allowing the current sitting judges to fulfill their responsibilities that could go as far as March 1st, 2015, which is in the third to the last resolve. I'm sorry, I'm working backwards on the GTC resolution, but it does say that anything needed to be heard can be heard through March 1st. So I just want to be assured that we're following this directive so that everybody is one on the same page with the same information and that we do this as efficiently as possible. Because I know there's still questions about training and travel and things that need to be done in order to train the judicial officers that are newly appointed. I know there's been conversation around bringing the training here versus the judges going to Reno for the National Judicial College training opportunities. So those are my initial remarks as we go forward with this agenda. There are a couple more resolutions to be considered that amend the GTC resolution based on changing the timelines from November 1st to January 5th, which also requires some changes in some of the rules of civil procedure and any other adopted the appellate procedure, any other things that were adopted through the LLC process and ratified by the business committee. Rules of evidence, I believe, was the other one as well. So that's where we're at, and I'm going to open it up for questions and comments regarding what is in front of us. Melinda, and then Michelle.
All the information that has been provided to the business committee has been done so through, again, I reiterate, from the last couple of meetings, has been through the business committee, the previous business committee, and this current committee, either through quarterly reports or reporting through strategic work meetings or budget meetings or duly called work meetings of the business committee. The judiciary subcommittee was given the authority under the last business committee to move forward with implementing the judiciary with the understanding that we would provide those quarterly reports to the business committee, which we did. I was designated as the person to move forward on this issue, and I have done so throughout this whole entire tenure. And that included participants from a variety of areas, which included the chief judicial officers. And, of course, the chief judicial officers had changed hands during that time as well. The chief judicial officers were included, the law office, the administrator from the appeals commission, business committee members, Relinda Ninham, when you were the treasurer chairwoman, she was appointed to handle the budget team under the judiciary transition, which she did. As far as the budget concerns had been addressed and reported to the previous committee that there is a budget, a transition budget. When we went forward to the business committee, your office, again, previously had provided a financial impact report to the General Tribal Council that included dollars that would have transitioned over, and it was approximately $260,000 that was needed to keep both the new judiciary and the appeals commission going. In that time frame, too, as well, the family court came up and running. So there are three different budgets, the family court budget, the appeals commission budget, and the new judiciary budget, which are all in the fiscal year 15 budget process at this point. We did include staffing. We included training, we included travel dollars, we included all the things necessary in order to get the new judiciary up and running. Again, that was communicated to the business committee through our quarterly reporting. We also have gone forward and interpreted this resolution as many times over, and I think that if there is that desire to look at what's intended or what authorities the business committee has, I still think it's reasonable that the judges came forward with this request, considering that there have been two delays in election, and that was out of our hands, out of our realm. We're not the ones who challenged the elections. We're not the judiciary isn't the one who challenged the elections. The community challenged the elections, which is their opportunity, and they have the right to do so, and I can honor that. But unfortunately, that did cause a delay. That caused a delay in bringing on the judges 3 months past when they were supposed to come on. They were supposed to initially come on in July, and then now they're not here until this month. So regardless, the General Tribal Council, I believe, still wants, you know, we tried to hit the November 1st deadline as much as we could. We brought on Chief Judge Hill and Chief Judge Beans to come in and began to take over the transition in its totality in terms of the administrative duties. They looked at the scenarios, they looked at the training schedule, they looked at all of the elements within the judiciary and decided that the November 1st date was no longer feasible. And I think that's reasonable for them to go in and look at all the things that need to occur in order for the judiciary transition to be done. So today, I understand, you know, there's a legal interpretation within the resolution that GTC adopted. I would like to request Joanne to give and administer in a legal opinion on that very briefly, but I also think that the business committee, I think it's a reasonable question. Do we move forward and push the date back or not? And then also we have an opportunity to educate and inform the General Tribal Council of our action at the January 5th General Tribal Council meeting. As far as the communication, the memorandum within the memorandum that was submitted by my office to the business committee on the business committee agenda does ask for the judiciary subcommittee to continue to communicate to the membership about if the motions are passed today, to go ahead and communicate that out in conjunction with the new judiciary to begin to educate our tribal members on what will happen when they submit a case, how the timelines apply, who will be hearing their case, et cetera, et cetera. And I can appreciate the fact that you would like to be included, and I would honor that as well. But basically, the reins have been turned over to the chief judges and all the administrative duties. The one thing that the business committee continues to monitor or be a part of is the Administrative Procedures Act section within the transition resolution, as well as any modifications to the transition plan, which we're considering today from the chief judges themselves. So I don't believe that the MOA was violated. I don't believe that the MOA is not between the new judiciary and the business committee. It's with the appeals commission and the judiciary and the business committee. And I believe that the communication from the chief judges did come to myself because I was heading the subcommittee, the judiciary subcommittee, and I did place it on the business committee agenda when I received that request. So that communication did occur when I submitted it to the business committee agenda for consideration and notified the business committee. They had an opportunity to look at it in BC agenda review the week before the meeting, and you also got the packet about 4 or 5 days before the business committee meeting. So the timelines are very short, and I understand that, and we're all busy, and so that's my opening comments, I guess, in terms of how the Judiciary Subcommittee has been working to try to communicate and to try to move forward and try to meet the General Tribal Council directive of the new judiciary meeting the November 1st deadline to hear cases. But I appreciate Judge Beans and Judge Hill for going back and analyzing, looking at it from a situational analysis perspective about whether or not it was realistic for them to meet the November 1st deadlines, and they're telling us they can't. So I think it's upon us to take that into consideration, and I don't think we have time to go back to General Tribal Council and ask for that modification as the deadline is 4 days away. So I'm not sure what the other committee members feel like, but I feel that we are obligated to move forward in some way or fashion and notify the General Tribal Council at the next duly called meeting or in January.
Michelle. Thank you, Michelle. And I guess that's, at the heart of the communication between the two parties. Had I known that the college was here doing training, I would have asked that this meeting today be held Friday or later. I didn't know until right now. And this is my concern going forward and from today on, is that, we really need to try and do our best to be coordinated. And my only other comment would be is, if the previous business committee designated a transition team to work on transition, which Melinda was a part of, Lisa was not necessarily a part of because she worked for Melinda's office, but I think there's a lot of discussion and decision-making between the two officers. And so I would ask that going forward we consider, one, to allow you guys to do what you need to do. November 1st is this weekend already. And that the transition team be disbanded. I think the last thing that we need to do from a transition team perspective or directive from General Tribal Council is to provide a report at the January meeting of the GTC. My only concern, again, is about including the parties at the table that need to be involved in the communication about how we are proceeding with the new judiciary. It does say in the resolution by the General Tribal Council that the court opening that the judiciary shall accept cases that are filed with the trial court and the Court of Appeals beginning November 1st. And it also says November 1st, so not a tribal judicial system shall no longer accept new filings and shall notify all parties to any cases on the docket that the Oneida Tribal Judicial System will be dissolved on March 1st, 2015, and the Oneida Tribal Judicial System shall also notify the parties that they have the option to have their cases transferred to the judiciary. Also, if they do not request a transfer to the judiciary, their case will remain with the Oneida Tribal Judicial System until it is concluded or until March 1st, 2015, whichever occurs first. and that if their case is not concluded as of March 1st, the case will be dismissed without prejudice, and the parties may refile in the trial court or court of appeals as is appropriate, and the court is authorized to hear the case. And you know, I think that's at the crux of the communication between one to two bodies of the business committee and the judiciary, to the judiciary, the business committee, and the community at large, so they know what the expectation is for any cases going forward. And I'm just trying to honor General Tribal Council's mandate to both the business committee and the judiciary. It also, I know, runs into an issue between judges getting their 60 hours of training. I totally can appreciate that that is a necessity. And I think what needs to be happen is we need to make a decision on the scheduling of when cases will be heard. You will be accepting cases, they will be assigned, and then heard. So that takes, that's a process that will take some time. So I don't think it's anticipated that you will start hearing cases on November 1st. That's, I don't think anyone is reading that into it, but I could be wrong. So that's my concern going forward, that the judiciary is an autonomous body of the business committee, and you guys need to be free to do what you need to do. Our job was to get you there, and you guys are there now because all but Sharon House are sworn in, and I appreciate you guys coming in with 2 days' notice to get sworn in. And again, I apologize for that, and I apologize for not allowing community to acknowledge the opportunity for you to be sworn in publicly, because it is the public who elected you. So I do apologize for that as well again. And so I'm just really trying to get all the coordination and information that's available to me. It hasn't come to me timely, unfortunately, and that's why we're having this meeting today. I did express my concerns on October 22nd, and you know, I know you guys all have busy lives, as do we, but that doesn't dismiss the fact that we need to have coordinated communication, and that's where I want us to be. I really do think it's time to release the transition team from their responsibilities and let the communication go forward according to the MOA. The MOA obviously needs to be adjusted, or a new one needs to be created, and so to fit the new system that we have in place. So I think what I'm asking is reasonable. I'm not sure if everyone's following what I'm saying, because you know, the packet, of course, I hope you have a legible one, but it's a lot of pieces into the packet. Lisa, did you have something?
Yeah, thank you. I just wanted to I heard the concern about making sure that we are in compliance with the authority in the resolution. So I did hear somebody ask for clarification on that from Chief Counsel. So if you could please make sure that we are acting within the scope of our authority, and if you could clarify that for me, please, I'd appreciate it.
Thank you very much. The question is on January 7th, 2013, the business the General Tribal Council adopted a resolution. That resolution delegated the business committee authority to make amendments to that transition in accordance with the timeline set forth herein. The only timeline that is being addressed is actually extending an existing timeline, not reducing it. And I think that's well within the concept, character, and content of what the General Tribal Council intended. We are moving backwards the Appeals Commission's ability to accept additional cases to cover a period where the judiciary will be accepting cases but not acting on them. We haven't changed any timelines for the new judiciary to actually come into play. So it would be my opinion that it is within the concept of what the General Tribal Council understood when they adopted this, to make sure that there was opportunities for members to have their cases be heard in this transition period, given the pushback on when the new judicial officers were elected. I think this is within, it would be my opinion, this is within the resolution of the General Tribal Council.
Joanne, thank you for your opinion, but I just need to know for the record that there has not been a communication between myself, my office, and you as Chief Counsel regarding what you stated and regarding the development of your SOE. And, you know, I apologize for us not having any communication. And, you know, it takes the both of us, so I will apologize on my end that there has not been any. But, you know, I have read the information as timely as possible, as timely as it's been given to me. And so I think that's the concern that I have today.
I apologize if I haven't stepped forward and had a discussion regarding this. I wasn't aware there were questions. The statement of effect actually comes from the Legislative Reference Office, not from our office. So the future contract for that would be through Brandon Stevens, the chair of the Legislative Operating Committee, on those inquiries. But if there are questions, certainly I can make myself available to respond to them and get you the information that you need.
Okay. And I guess my concerns really stem around the memorandum of agreement that has not been noted in the statement of effect.
So I would agree the memorandum of agreement isn't in the statement of effect. That memorandum of agreement is between the Business Committee and the Oneida Appeals Commission.
Right.
It doesn't incorporate the judiciary. I would agree that there is an effect because the Appeals Commission itself is extended in accepting cases, not in its existence.
Right.
But in accepting cases until January 1st. The
right.
resolution identifies that the judiciary itself would work with the those individuals coming in to identify what effect that transition is, moving that responsibility over to the new court system to address the matters before them instead of attempting to address them within this resolution.
Thank you.
Madam Chair.
Yes, Melinda.
I guess I would just like to make some clarifications because I think it's unfortunate that it's being portrayed that nobody's communicating. On October 8th, the business committee the business committee had been updated regarding the judiciary and the acceptance of the election results, along with on October 8th, the business committee itself took official action to adopt the training schedule for the new judges, which does indicate that the Judicial College will be on site. So the business committee was notified that the Judicial College would be here this week administering training for the new judges. The business committee did also take action regarding the oath of offices for the chief judges and for the new chief judges, indicating that this was not intended to be the public investiture, that we were trying to bring them on to do the administrative work, get them trained, and that a public investiture would occur on November 4th. That was the understanding of the business committee at the time that was present at the October 8th meeting. So with regard to your concern around the disbandment of the Judiciary Subcommittee, it is appropriate to consider that, and actually the Judiciary Subcommittee in itself agrees that it's time for disbandment because our job is complete. With the installation of the new judges, with the training kicking off and coming on board, and the new judiciary, the whole entire transition being handed over to the new chief judges, it is time for us. And that's why you see the recommendation within my memorandum for the Judiciary Subcommittee to provide a closeout report to the General Trouble Council on January 5th, notifying them that we have completed our work and the new judiciary is handed over to the new judges. And I understand your concern around the judges not being able to participate at the General Trouble Council meeting, but we thought that if they could be introduced at the beginning and then excused after that, that would be a wonderful opportunity for the community to be introduced to their new judges and have that see face, put the name to the faces, I guess, from the General Trouble Council's perspective. So we agree it's time for the disbandment of the Judiciary Subcommittee. We would like to do that at our second meeting in November with the business committee, and we would also like to provide the closeout report to the General Trouble Council on January 5th because the resolution also requires, if there was any changes to the transition plan, that it be notified at the next, at the GTC meeting as well. So we would notify them on January 5th of this date change and why it was necessary as well. So I don't know. I'd like to proceed with the adoption of the resolution, which reads Amendment to Resolution GTC 1713B regarding case acceptance by the Oneida Appeals Commission as authorized by the General Trouble Council. I'd like to make a motion to adopt that resolution.
Support.
Can you repeat the resolution number, please?
It doesn't have a resolution number, but it states amendment to resolution GTC 1713B regarding case acceptance by the Oneida Appeals Commission as authorized by the General Counsel, and that resolution number should be today's date, which is 1028A.
Diane.
14A.
The copy you're looking at is the copy that I have, and I'm not sure what the intention of that. Yeah.
That is an excerpt from the 2013 resolution adopted by the General Tribal Council, intended to convey that we are not amending any other portions of that rather lengthy section, just those listed herein.
Well, it does read, as Diane described, that because this is a part of a therefore be it resolved portion of this resolution, it should have put in parentheses that the excerpt shall end here, that it doesn't include any other type of statement or directive or information, that it's not inconclusive. Sharon?
My name is Sharon House. Sharon House. I'm one of the judges elect, and I just wanted to ask for clarification. I wanted to ask for clarification because of the fact that I was sworn in by Chief Judge Beans. I took the oath of office, and so I wanted clarification on that. If we're all going in on the, what is it? I'm fine with that, but to get that clarified, because it may be different on other individuals' records. Thank you.
I appreciate that information, Sharon. I was not aware that you were sworn in by Judge Beans, so I apologize for not being informed again. And the resolution on page 10 of 17 of the packet that Diane House was referencing, I think there should be some type of amendment to this resolution that states that there is no continuation of anything other than this is an excerpt that ends here in this statement.
Madam Chair, Sharon was sworn in by Chief Judge Beans. And then, so Sharon, on October 22nd, the remainder of the judges besides Jerry and Denise were sworn in at that October 22nd business committee meeting, and that was to get them to work, basically. And we said that the public investiture would be on November 4th, which you will all be sworn in front of the community, just like the business committee would be inaugurated. So we needed to get you guys to work and trained, hopefully before the November 1st deadline, which is 4 days away. And that's why we swore you guys in, why the business committee took formal action to swear you guys in on the 22nd. But the public were your family, and you receive your oath of office formally. All that kind of stuff is on November 4th, which which was planned ahead of time. So you'll be asked to be there.
No, I understand that part.
According to what the committee decided on the 22nd or whatever day that happened, because we actually swore everybody in and took action after the meeting started. So everything's being done after the fact, communicated after the fact. And I apologize again, Sharon. When did you get sworn in by Judge Beans?
Yesterday, before our training started.
Okay.
Let me clarify this.
Seeing this continues to be my concern, is that there's a lack of communication and coordination between the two bodies of the business committee and the judiciary. And all I can do is apologize, and I wish I could, backtrack a few things. But Again, I don't feel that we've given you your due notice. Thank you, Sharon, around a public acknowledgement of the swearing in of the judges that can be celebrated with family and community. And I know some people might think it's not a big deal, but it is a big deal because you were elected by the community, and they should be given that. And, you know, and Melinda just stated that you'll be formally sworn in on the 4th at the investiture that was coordinated and planned between Winifred and I, regardless of the fact that all these other activities are occurring without input by myself. I can't speak for Winifred. And so I did say to the business committee on October 21st, I said, you know, there's a public notice for a formal swearing in of the judges on November 4th. And I said, so why are we doing something, going to do something on the 22nd? And I wasn't, you know, I wasn't included in the communication on the swearing in on the 13th. What happened on October 8th is myself and Councilwoman Webster were in Chicago at a hearing regarding the lawsuit between Seven Gens Corporation and the tribe and the corporation. So I was on approved travel. And so I didn't get the information and the notice about things proceeding until I got back. So I'm just trying to clarify on my end why I wasn't here, because I am getting criticism for not being here and not knowing. But I unfortunately can't be in two places at one time. So I'm just trying to put the rest of the pieces of the information in the picture together. It's not that I'm dishonoring anything that the committee has said or done. I'm not trying to dishonor the judiciary by not being here and not being informed. But, you know, when the communication comes on the cusp of something occurring or the day after, it makes it very difficult for me to participate and acknowledge the decisions that are being made. So I just want to explain on my end why I was not here on October 8th, and I was informed the day after that the chief judicial of the appellate and trial courts were going to be sworn in on a Monday morning after an Indigenous Day event that was not noticed to the public. Again, I didn't feel it was appropriate.
Madam Chair.
Lisa.
I think there's a motion on the floor.
Yes, there is.
Okay.
Yes, there is. And
I
it's regarding...
call for the question on the motion, please.
Okay. And it is regarding a resolution that's in today's packet that was not identified by a resolution number. So the excerpt of the motion does include to insert resolution number 102814A, because there are several considerations in front of the body today. And I don't know if there was going to be any kind of amendment or to address the question that was raised by Judicial Officer Diane House in the whereas and the resolve portion. And the therefore be it resolved, the very first resolve. Lisa.
Madam Chair, we'll note that for the record.
You know, you can note it for the record, but it actually needs to be an amendment to the body of the resolution that is in your packet, or it will be procedurally incorrect. If you want to make an amendment or you want to make a subsequent motion, but it cannot just be a note for the record. It needs to be changed formally.
I'd ask for clarification, please. Thank you.
Sure. Joanne.
So I think the question raised to clarify the intent of that resolve is important. However, the resolve itself identifies that this is the section of that resolution that is being changed and no other parts of it. If you feel it necessary to add language to clarify that, that you can simply add in brackets, the remainder of the resolution remains the same, close bracket. It's not necessary because the resolve identifies that these are the two changes that are being made, striking out November 1 and adding January 5th.
So, do you want to just amend that afterwards or during the motion?
I would defer to the motioner.
You want to amend it now or after?
You can add the brackets that the resolution, the remainder of the resolution remains the same.
I concur.
Thank you. So the main motion has been adjusted based on the conversation and the adding of the brackets to notice that this excerpt ends here. All those in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? Motion carries. Let's see. So it does say that beginning January 5th that no new cases shall be filed with the current judicial body, and that that will be noticed later on in a subcommittee communication. So motion, all those in favor say aye. Opposed, abstentions, motion carries. I'm just double checking because I believe I missed something on the finance report, although I had it in my notes. So that motion has carried. The next item.
Madam Chair, I make a motion to adopt Resolution 1028-14B, which is amending the implementation date, and Resolution BC 425-14A, which adopted the rules of civil procedure.
There's a motion made and seconded that requests an amendment to the implementation of the adopted rules of civil procedure on April 25th, 2014A. This resolution will be cited as 1028-14B. Motion is made by Melinda and seconded by DeHasse. Any discussion, questions, comments on this resolution? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? Any abstentions? Motion carries. The next item is resolution regarding the amendment to the adoption of the rules of appellate procedure that was approved on 425-14B.
Madam Chair.
Yes, DeHasse.
I'd like to offer a motion to adopt resolution BC 1028-14C, amending implementation date resolution number BC 425-14B, which adopted the rules of appellate procedure.
It's a motion by DeHasse to approve resolution 1028-14C regarding the rules of appellate procedure. Is there support? Support by Trish. Motion made by DeHasse, seconded by Trish. Questions or comments on this resolution amending the rules of appellate procedure? Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? Motion carries. The next resolution is a request to amend BC 423-14A, which adopts the rules of evidence.
Motion to adopt BC Resolution 1028-14D, amending implementation date and resolution BC 423-14A, which adopted the rules of evidence.
Support.
Motion has been made by Melinda, seconded by DeHasse, to approve resolution 1028-14D regarding the rules of evidence. Questions or comments on this resolution? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? Any abstentions? Motion carries. And I just want to make one comment for the record based on these resolutions and the occurrences regarding these amendments to a General Tribal Council Resolution 1713B, that I feel that this needs to be brought forward to General Tribal Council to make these changes around the implementation of the judiciary. They are going forward. They were not regarding the transition to establish a judiciary, and that is my concern, and that is for the record.
Madam Chair.
Melinda and then Lisa.
I'd like to make an additional motion to direct the Judiciary Transition Team to provide a closeout report to the General Chamber Council during the January 5th, 2015 annual meeting, including an introduction of all the new judges at the January 5th, 2015 annual General Chamber Council meeting.
There's a motion by Melinda Danforth to provide that the transition team provide a report to General Tribal Council on the January 5th, 2015 annual meeting of the GTC, and that report also include an introduction of the new judicial officers. Motion by Melinda and seconded by DeHasse. Questions or comments on this motion? I would just like to ask that the transition team provide that GTC follow-up report to, at a minimum, my office, if not the full business committee, by the 1st of December so that we have time to review it. I'm not sure what the deadline is for January 5th meeting at this time. I guess I would have to rely on the secretary's office to determine that date, but I am formally asking that my office be notified of that transition report be provided to my office and the business committee by December 1st.
We will get that approved by the business committee as we normally would do.
And that's okay. I just want to be informed. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Any other questions or comments? If none, all those in favor of the motion say aye.
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 Any opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries. Any other questions or comments? Suggestions? Recommendations? This guy's got a training to get to, I understand. It's a motion to adjourn by DeHasse. Is there support? Motion by DeHasse, supported by Trish King, to adjourn this meeting. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? Motion carries. Thank you for your time and your patience with us, and have a good training. Good luck going forward. I know you'll do a good job.